Dan Riccio and Randeep Janda joining us from News 1130, and he's covered the Whitecaps in the past. Martin McMahon, may be seeing fewer butts in the seats on Saturday against the Philadelphia Union, Martin.
Well, the story I've been looking at today is essentially we're hearing from quite a few Whitecaps season ticket holders. Some of these people have been fans since 2011, and they're essentially dissatisfied with the club response to the abuse allegations that I know you have covered on this show. Former player Kira McCormick, involved with mm-hmm. the 2008 women's Whitecaps team, came forward, and then she came forward in February, of course, and then in April we had 13 other former players come forward sharing their claims of abuse against a former coach. That coach also involved in the U20 Canada national team program as well. So I've been speaking with a number of fans that are saying they are seriously considering canceling their membership, or in the case of some of these people, they've already made it official. They've already contacted the club to say, we will be canceling, depending on what way that the payment structure is. Some people are canceling, you know, if they are on a payment plan, they have the ability to cancel going forward. So they still have to pay the next month's worth of bills. But for some of them, they've paid it out in full, so it'll be a case of not renewing for next season.
Wow. So some of the fans that you're talking to, you know, we talked a lot about the statement that was released last week. Is that statement specifically what they're referencing, and what kind of response would have they like to see from the club instead?
Well, the word that everyone seems to be using here is accountability. They want someone from the club to step forward in front of a microphone, whether that's an interview on a program like this one, or whether that's a news conference. They want someone from the club to step forward, and people are talking about, at this point, they're talking about the executives, they're talking about the leadership of the club. Some of these ticket holders are talking about the owners, some of whom have been involved for quite some time. I saw even someone mentioning on Twitter about Steve Nash, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is not going away. I think the attitude of the club, or certainly the people that are giving them communications advice, is wait this out. This will go away. This is not going away. We saw that the weekend before last with the Southsiders and their walkout. I don't know where all of this is going, but certainly the former players that came forward with their claims, I don't think they are satisfied with what we've seen so far. And in my conversations with a number of fans, and these aren't your casual fans who go to, walk-up fans that show up there on game day. These are people, in many cases, I've talked to a number of people here who have been fans of the club since 2011. You know, they've been there from day one, at least of the MLS era.
Yeah.
And they're saying this isn't good enough.
Yeah, and it's not. And I've talked about it, and I'll talk about it more tonight on Fine Lines, which will air at 10 o'clock on Sports at 6:50. But as much as the Whitecaps have said, we take these allegations very seriously and we take these situations very seriously, actions speak louder than words. And that's where I feel people are coming down on this. And when it affects the lifeblood of the club, and that's the hardcore supporters, you're always going to get the walk-ups that want to see Wayne Rooney and Zlatan Ibrahimovic. But I'm even seeing the Southsiders tweeting today. Some of their members are even going to potentially back out from their season ticket memberships. Is that what you're hearing too?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. As Southsiders and Curva Collective, my understanding is some of their members have said to the leadership of those supporters groups, they won't be back next season unless something changes. But, you know, the story that really got me today was I was talking to a local youth team coach, and he said to me, I've just canceled my tickets. I cannot go and talk to the parents of the kids I coach. I cannot look those parents in the eye and say, I'm a season ticket holder of the Vancouver Whitecaps. I talked to another fan who said, I was thinking of buying the new jersey, you know, the baby blue, made of recycled material, very on brand for Vancouver. He says, I was thinking of buying that jersey, but I don't want to be seen wearing that jersey in the street. This club has some serious relationship problems with its fans right now because of its handling of this situation.
Oh, absolutely, and there's no question about that. I think on two fronts, you make a great point because you follow soccer. I know you've done a lot of writing in the past as well, looking at, you know, the global aspect of the game. And soccer fans are very unique in the sense that they're very tribal. When they love a club, they absolutely love a club. And the fact that we're starting to see this in Vancouver where fans are saying, I don't know if I want to put that jersey on, that tells you something.
You cannot market your team with a slogan, our all, our honor, say you're a family club, have various workshops out in the community, coaching clinics with kids, and not address these address a situation like this, hold a news conference, hold an interview, address the allegations and your handling of it.
Yeah, and you know what? You know, just thinking about this as we talk about it here, and I brought this up last week as well. You know, it's one thing to complain about this team not spending enough money and not bringing in a star player and complaining about the results in the standings. When you're a soccer fan and you grow up a soccer fan, you understand your team's not going to win all the time. And sometimes it's not even the end goal for the season, especially if you followed a team in the English Premier League that isn't Manchester United or Arsenal or whatever, any of the big clubs. You understand that you go in understanding that. But that club represents you. And now, as I'm hearing from you and hearing from other Whitecaps fans, it's getting harder and harder for people to feel that way about this club.
Well, that was the thing, right? I mean, even if you look at that 2011 season, the team was diabolical on the field, right? It was one of the worst MLS teams ever, really, in terms of its on-field performance. But they were a bunch of triers. You know, you had guys like Terry Dunfield out there giving his all. And the fans could see that. And they showed up. And they showed up every game despite the results on the field because they respected the work ethic and the attitude.
Right.
And the fact that this is a club that, you know, it really, they've done a lot of great work too in terms of dealing with the community and various outreach exercises and certainly involvement in growing the game. I respect all of that. But when claims like this come forward and concerns about the handling of the situation, right, it's not just the fact that this happened. It's the fact that they will not address it in an interview because there are questions, quite frankly, that remain unanswered, right?
Yeah.
What did the club know? When did they know it? Why did no one in a senior leadership position at the club make sure that this coach, again, none of these accusations are proven, but they said this guy cannot stay at this club, but they didn't make sure that he wasn't coaching kids. This guy has been coaching kids at a local club for years. No one, to my knowledge,
yeah,
and we have no way of knowing what the Whitecaps knew and when they knew it because they will not put anyone forward to do an interview.
Yeah, and it's brutal. And Canada Soccer falls in on this too because you know he was coaching for the U-20 team. That was a World Cup year for the U-20s, and he was removed from the position. So they clearly knew something iffy was going on if they're going to make that switch before the tournament just begins. And also, you know, this extends to a lesser extent to all across BC soccer because I'm sure if you ask people in the community, it's everybody knows everything and word gets around. There's no way that this coach was going on without these accusations filtering out to other clubs and other people and whatnot. I mean, this problem spreads even further than that.
It's not just a Whitecaps problem, no question, right? And these former Whitecaps women and former national team players have, you know, they've pointed the finger at Canada Soccer too, right?
Yeah.
And as you say, there are other organizations here that including Canada Soccer that are part of this story as well.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. You know, great reporting on your end, talking to people. And that story about the coach basically saying, I can't go to these games based on the fact that, what am I going to tell the parents? That's a real problem for the Whitecaps because you go to a Whitecaps game, as a lot of people do in the city, there's a lot of community soccer groups there as well. So it's going to be something to watch. The longer you stay silent, there's definitely going to be a business component to that as well. But right now, the community is asking for answers. And it seems like, you know, the Whitecaps at some point are going to have to provide some.
You can follow Martin on Twitter at Martin McMahon. And you can also find his story on this at News 1130 on the radio or as well on News 1130, the website. You can check out the link at Martin McMahon on Twitter. Thanks for this, Martin. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me on.
There he is, Martin McMahon.
Sportsnet 650.